He's acting like a dictator, an authoritarian, and it's just a terrible thing. And the American people have to protest and oppose these.
May Nye, we want to thank you so much for being with us, professor of Asian American Studies and History at Columbia University, author of several books, including the award-winning Impossible Subjects, Illegal Aliens, and the Making of Modern America. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Currently accepting applications for our video news production and digital fellowship programs. Learn more at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
So rebels, live and direct, this is a universal message about world peace, love, stop all the violence, and stop the killing. Let your mind be free.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock when we will turn things over to Zombo. Today, as you might guess from hearing the Soul Rebels Brass Band doing Free Your Mind, we are celebrating New Orleans Mardi Gras music, or let's just say New Orleans good time music. There's a lot of different music that comes out of New Orleans, but we're going to concentrate on the upbeat stuff, with maybe one or two exceptions. I keep waiting for Mardi Gras to come on a Friday so I don't have to celebrate it early or late, but that hasn't happened yet. In many years of Pinckney Hall, it hasn't happened. So, maybe one day. The Soul Rebels is one of several New Orleans contemporary. Kenny Joe better be careful about using contemporary. He hasn't been in New Orleans since before COVID, so I don't know what's going on down there now. But have been recorded and have had the records distributed nationally. And we're gonna play at least one other such band today among all the things that we're going to be playing from New Orleans. But that really is the Mardi Gras music. And if you do want to hear it, if you want to take a little tip from Kenny Joe, get down to New Orleans before Mardi Gras. You'll have a better time. Anywhere in January, February is pretty much marching season where you get to see if you have the right sources. You can figure out where the second line bands are going to be and see them under much better conditions than you will see them on Mardi Gras. In fact, you probably won't see them on Mardi Gras, but enough of that. If I'm going to talk, I should at least give you a PSA while we're doing it. Okay. Oxfam America in 2022. Well, you know, I'm sure they're doing it now too. But in 2022, Oxfam will fight inequality to create a future of equal rights and equal treatment so that everyone can thrive, not just survive. At OxfamAmerica.org, learn how you can offer life-saving support to people experiencing crises right now while working to tackle the root causes of poverty and injustice for the long term. Together, let's make equality a reality at Oxfam.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America and WRCT. Okay, we'll move from that to caregiver assistance. Taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get the answers for them and for you. Find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving, brought to you by AARP and WRCT. Okay, for the past couple of weeks, we seem to have been programming shows based on the musician's obituary column, we're doing Mardi Gras today, but also Huey Piano Smith passed away, and we're gonna play the original version of Sea Cruise next, and that deserves a little bit of commentary. Huey Piano Smith, first of all, he is not the singer; he's the band leader. Bobby Marchand is the singer, and this song became a bit of a hit down in New Orleans, and Ace Records re-recorded the song. They got rid of Bobby's vocal and replaced it with one by Frankie Ford, added some literally bells and horns, foghorns, not trumpets, bells and foghorns to the recording, and sent sent them out on tour with Frankie Ford. Well, sent them. Huey and the Clowns. I'm not going to get into all that. But anyhow, Frankie Ford was doing the vocals on the tour. Now, why did they do that? the one explanation is that, well, Huey and Bobby Marchand were already out on tour, and they wanted to, you know, get a second tour going, so they sent Frankie out. But there are other explanations. One of them is that Bobby liked to perform wearing women's clothes, and people at Ace Records thought that that might not be suitable for the greater audience that C. Cruise was getting. So they picked Frankie Ford, who dressed rather flamboyantly himself. The other explanation is Bobby was a black person, and Frankie was white. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know which one is the correct explanation. Maybe all three. Anyhow, we'll give you the original Huey, Piano Smith, and the Clowns version of Sea Cruise.
of Evangeline.
they'll tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans? Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans? You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You will see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
Okay, Sambo has a fourth theory about why Bobby Marchant was not doing the vocals on the released version of Sea Cruise. Anyhow, we gave you the one with the original one without the bells and foghorns. That was Sea Cruise by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. With Bobby Marchand, and that was off of This Is Huey Piano Smith. After that, we had Marsha Ball doing Louisiana 1927, the Randy Newman song that was off of her LP, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. The song, it was peripherally about New Orleans, and there was a big flood in Louisiana in 1927, as you might have guessed. And the authorities diverted as much water as they could away from Louisiana, and it all ended up downstream in Plaquemines Parish. Tough decisions. After that, we had two cuts from a compilation, New Orleans Sound. First one was Professor Longhair doing Go to the Mardi Gras. And the second one was Irma Thomas's Wish Someone Would Care. Irma Thomas has had a remarkable recording career. I think she was 15 when she recorded that. And as recently as a couple of years ago, she was still putting out new music. Arguably better new music than when she was 15. Okay, what do we got to do here? Oh, we got to stimulate Kenny Joe's appetite here. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at SBAKBROS.com, and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website, and here they spell it out, SPACBROS.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBROS.com. Okay, that's your underwriting message for today. Let me also mention while I'm talking that not only is Zombo going to get here, well, he's here already. Not only is he going to start broadcasting at 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, Massive Music Weekend is starting and will run till Lord knows when, Sunday night. Massive Music Weekend is a annual feature at WRCT where we have not only your favorite WRCT DJs, but also some aspiring favorite WRCT DJs come in and play half-hour blocks of one of their favorite artists. So you'll get to hear a pretty wide range of things today if you keep that radio tuned to 88.3. Now, let's see. I'm talking so much I'm getting lost. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to play... the next song is going to be from Dirty Dozen Brass Band. They've been around a long time, and one thing that they are noted for is they are very comfortable playing outside of the traditional New Orleans second line music. A while ago, they re-recorded the Marvin Gaye album, and we're going to give you a track off of that next.
Some people live in guilt, consumed in sorrow, setting themselves up for a doomed tomorrow. I learned a great deal from what life has shown, like don't follow the crowd, get a life of your own. I ran the streets crazy, seen every kind of sickness, had to get a grip and straighten up with the quickness. Scrapes with the law, problems at the crib, did my share of robbing and nearly had to do a bid. Taught me to check oneself and keep a balance to your physical and mental health. And if I don't give it to you, homie, then who's gonna? Instead of seeking peace, so many choose drama. Compulsive behavior, irrational statements lead to errors and blunders. In actual cases, some people treat themselves with no respect. As for me, I'm making moves with no regret. Still, it makes me wanna holler. We'll
sky at the constellations. Look into your soul, feel a revelation. Your mind in its most positive state will connect with others who equally relate. Planets come together in a peaceful formation so we can surpass the pain and degradation. Suffering and sacrifice will not be in vain, cause the beauty that is true will always remain. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Let's see what this new day brings.
Oh, big Marie.
Let me tell you what was in that set of New Orleans music. We started off with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band doing their re-recording of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. The song we played was Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler, featuring Guru doing the vocals. After that, we had some songs picked off of some compilations here. We had Lizzie Miles doing All of Me. That was from an interesting record called Clam Bake on Bourbon Street. Can't remember where we found that. And after that, we had Walter Wolfman Washington and the Roadmasters doing Funkyard. That was off of a Celebration of New Orleans Music that was released after Hurricane Katrina to benefit the people who lost their homes and other things during Katrina. And then we had Henry Gray doing Henry's Bounce, recorded at Donna's Bar, if you're interested in that. That was off of another compilation called A New Orleans Visit. That was recorded just before Katrina. Okay, we're going to play. We only got 12 minutes left. There's one more song I got to play. I got to play the original version of A Down Home Girl by Alvin Robinson. I'll play that, and then we'll try to squeeze in some new local music.
Lord, I swear, the perfume you wear.
See, in New Orleans, they got horns, not guitars.
Give it time. Tastes like pork and beans. Even
get down and pray. Don't you know that dress of yours was made out of fiberglass? And every time you move like that, I got to go to Sunday Mass.
Follow WRCT in the Pittsburgh.